You're with Kelly Higgins Devine this afternoon. It's 27 to 4. Now, you often hear the word innovation or innovative being thrown around, but what does it actually mean and how does it apply to Brisbane businesses? Brisbane's Innovation Scorecard was released today. It's a survey of over 370 businesses across various industries, which were asked how many innovative ideas they've applied over the past 3 years or so, and innovation being a new idea that creates value. The scorecard's a collaboration between quite a few organisations, so Brisbane Marketing, Queensland Business School, Brisbane City Council, State Government, Enterprise Connect. Dr. John Steen's a senior lecturer in strategy at the University of Queensland's Business School. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kelly.
Innovation. The description is that it's a new idea that creates value. Is that probably the best description we have of innovation?
I think it is, and that's mainly because it captures a lot of different types of innovation. So I think normally if I talk about innovation, people will think about some of these new and really important high-tech things like a vaccine for cervical cancer or an app for an iPhone or something like that. But if we think about an innovation is a new idea successfully applied. We can see all these things going on in businesses all around Brisbane, across all sorts of sectors of all sizes. So that definition is the one that's probably most relevant to Brisbane.
How innovative are Brisbane businesses?
Well, in our survey, and this was part of a national survey that UQ Business School did in collaboration with Cambridge University using their survey instrument, what we found was that Brisbane firms are nationally comparative with firms across Australia. So the idea that Brisbane is a sort of a sleepy city which sort of falls behind its neighbours in the south, that's just not true. We can find a lot of very competitive businesses doing smart things.
And in terms of financial stress, like the past couple of years, many businesses are finding it tough. Mining, you know, mining's great, but everyone else seems to be having a very hard time of it. Does that make people more inclined to be innovative, or does it stop them being innovative because they just don't have the money, the time, the staff to be able to think creatively?
Well, this was one of the really interesting findings from the survey, in that companies that nominated innovations, and you know, this could be products, processes or services, one of their main motivations when they filled out the survey was the competition. Mm. So in some industries, like restaurants, retail, if you're not finding a way to get ahead, you're just falling behind. So these were businesses that were very motivated to find new ways to provide value for customers and clients.
Do you find that, I mean, lecture in strategy, do you find that businesses understand what innovation is and how it might apply to their individual circumstance?
That's a really interesting question, and sometimes it's a language issue. One of the difficulties of talking about innovation is that it's one of those words that we hear so often that we almost shut our ears off when we hear the word. But you know, when we start talking to businesses about whether or not they're innovative, they say, oh no, we don't do any of that high-tech stuff.
All that airy-fairy stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but yeah. I tell you what, last year we developed a new way to handle our machinery and protect our workers, and is that innovation? We say, yeah, absolutely, that's what innovation is. So if we get across to people that you know, significant improvements across whole aspects of the business, that's a form of innovation. So yeah, we do that.
How much innovation would actually come from within, from the workers, if companies were to say to their workers, you know, give us some ideas, how can we do this? Is that where they get some of their better ideas, from the people who do the job day after day?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of ideas for improvement are seen on the job. I'm sure everyone's been in that situation where you think, geez, you know, why do we keep doing it this way? Sure, there's a better way of doing things. So the workers on the job, sometimes they're in the best place to see you know, what can be improved, particularly if it's customer facing. They see exactly what the customer's experiencing in the interaction with the business, and they say, well, you know, how about we do things a bit differently? But what we also found in the survey was that smart businesses were looking outside. They were using the experience of, you know, people inside the business, obviously, but the companies who are coming up with many innovations were talking to customers, talking to people who supply products and services, looking at competitors, going to conferences. So they were really looking outside for new ideas, and that was a pretty important feature of the survey.
Yeah. How can various levels of government enable innovation?
Yeah, that's a real challenge for governments. I mean, there's a whole debate now about support and tax breaks for research and development. I think...
Is it even the role of government to do that?
It's a good question. The evidence, when I look at it, is not conclusive on R&D tax breaks for innovation. And I think when I look at what people do internationally in governments, they tend to focus on the high-tech sector, things you can see in patents and blockbuster drugs. But it doesn't really help the little business come up with a new idea to stay that one step ahead or maybe employ that extra couple of people. So the approach of the Brisbane Innovation Scorecard is, how can we survey firms around Brisbane and how can we develop these, draw up these case studies and actually get them talking about what they're doing, and then how can we learn from that? So the idea is that rather than this survey just sitting dead in a business school repository, which we feed the information back to companies to give them ideas. And that's probably how we can do a lot to help businesses, is say, look, here's a range of things that are working well for other businesses. Here's some ideas you can try.
How will this scorecard be used? I mean, it's nice to have it, but what's its value to business?
Yeah, well, I think that's one is that as a source of ideas, as an educational tool. Another thing is that it's going to be tracked over time. So these companies, it's a bit like the Series 7 Up, where you track kids over the lifetime. We can see what the effect of a particular investment or focusing a lot on innovation now has in 3, 4, 5 years' time. So we'll be able to say to businesses, with the proof, with the evidence, look, if you do this now, this will be the payoff. You can grow, you can access international markets. So there's that educational aspect.
Yeah.
I think also, governments, and this is a collaboration with three levels of government, city council, state government, federal government. Governments genuinely want to help, but what they need is sort of the evidence of what works and what doesn't work. This is also providing evidence into policymakers to say, look, this is working, this is a good idea. Maybe this doesn't work so well.
Yeah. Can you give us some examples of those companies who've done very well, in this scorecard and what they did?
Yeah, sure. Well, in the survey of 372 firms, we were able to pick up some standouts. And we went back and said, look, do you mind? I know it's an anonymous survey, but do you mind if we interview you and publicise you a bit? And in those cases, they said, no problem. I'm happy to do that.
Okay.
A bit of free advertising is good. And, we picked up some really interesting stories. So one example is a restaurant, a well-known restaurant. I won't mention names.
Thank you.
But they've been around for 10 years and they've won awards, national awards, local awards. Most restaurants don't last a year. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously something very special about what they do. And when we asked the restaurateur what he was doing, he said, well, it's not just about food. It's about the whole customer experience. And it's also about what I can bring from the producers to the table. What are they doing really well at the moment? And I don't know what that is, but they're in the best position to tell me. So what he's done is he's sort of got a collaboration with a whole lot of Queensland farmers, and they work with him closely to advise him on what's the best produce. So he's not just trying to get the best price out of them, he's working very closely with them. He's also doing a whole lot of smart things about customer service. Another company is a building developer, and they've sort of re-engineered the business, sort of going down the model of subcontractors. They now do it all themselves with the idea that everyone can work together, everyone knows each other's role, and they get a much better finish in the product at the end. Another example, and this is more of the high-tech end, there are high-tech firms in Brisbane, unmanned aircraft, made famous in conflicts by the US, but there's a whole range of applications in Australia in agriculture and mining where unmanned aircraft are really important. So they're doing a whole lot of smart technology around unmanned aircraft. So they're just some examples. And it was good to have the high tech and the little retail, the things we don't usually consider being innovative, because it just shows that most businesses can do this. They can just find that little edge, the little angle, look outside, bring something in that someone else is doing and make it work.
So there's a website, isn't there, where people can go and actually sort of have a look at all this and get an idea of innovation.
That's right. Yep, the scorecard report is available on the website, and I think it's enablebrisbane.com. If you forget that, just Google Brisbane Innovation Scorecard and you'll pick it up.
You'll find it. Yeah. Good having you in here, Dr. John Steen. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Kelly. Thank you.
Dr. John Steen, a Senior Lecturer in Strategy at the University of Queensland's Business School. So it might be valuable for you to get online, have a bit of a look at that Innovation Scorecard and see if there are any ideas there that might be applicable to you, or it might just start off the process of creating some innovation in your own business.